So yesterday, we were up to the fact that the Yairish or Lekeach got it again. Somebody took it from Sekwikin. Somebody bought it from the guy, sold it to another yid, stayed for 3 years. And now the original owner claims that he never got paid his 25%. And the second buyer has no idea. How's he supposed to know? So we kind of for him. We say the first buyer paid. That means we get involved. Bezin gets involved, not as an arbitrator. Bur's not arbitrator. No, there's another word, arbiter. Anyway, arbitrator. But rather becomes a lawyer for the person. They tell him, we'll claim for you that the first guy paid. Now this is a big machloikus in Masechtas Baba Basra, whether we do or do not get involved in cases to tine it for people. Here is a guy, there's no way he can tine it because he has no idea. Do we tine it for him, or do we say, listen, we can't help him. He doesn't, can't tine it, he can't tine it. This is a machloikus in Masechtas Baba Basra. He doesn't know. Again, Bezin claims for him that this is what happened. They give a taina for him that it was paid for. Again, you're not saying anything for 3 years only works if it's an accompanied with a legitimate reason of how he got it. Meaning we're trying to do the right thing. Now the problem is, and this is what we were up to yesterday, if you hold like the Mandamar and Baba Basra, the Bezin doesn't do it. So why are we here today do it? That's the question. We were in the middle of Rashi. We are in Rashi. It's the Afilu. To find it, you go straight across from Taisus Revia to the Rashi. And a line up in Rashi, beginning of a line. So Rashi, Afilu Lamadam Baba Basra, ain't tainin the Irish, ain't tainin the Kayach. In different cases there, when the buyer says, I don't know what happened, I bought it from another guy. We don't say that the guy would have claimed this and we put in the claim for him. Right? Whatever the case is, the owner is coming to say it was never bought. The second buyer says, I have no idea. Right? The guy who bought it from him is no longer here to claim he bought it from him. So does Bezin intercede or not? Nothing to do with Sekwikin. This is a caution that can happen. Somebody shows up, Dr. Harris shows up with a star and says he owes a field. Right? Meanwhile, the guy in there says, I have no idea you owned the field, you didn't own the field. I bought it from Vital Schwartz. I bought it from him. I have no idea how he got it. I've been here for 3 years, but I have no claim. My claim is I bought it from him. Does Bezin say, okay, we're going to tie to that Repaito got it legitimately, he bought it. We're going to tie to this for the second buyer. Or does Bezin stay out? So it's a machloikas and a sechtas baba basra. The trashy, it's a machloikas there. Why is it not a machloikas here? The trashy, if I fill them on the amar, the baba basra ain't tightly Irish. They ain't tightly Kayak tying the zuha reaching law coming up. We don't claim that the first buyer got it legitimately. How come I did it anyway? Here, everybody would agree the Bezin does taina. Why? The stam on the zava Mr. Krikin made the yadi. Because over here, there's a behavioral chazaka. When you buy from Mr. Krikin, everybody knows that you pay the original owner 25%. This is a very known thing. And therefore, l'shadi zuzi b'di. The first buyer would have definitely not bought it from the Sekwikin unless he took care of business. L'kayach. Imloy api b'aylam. Meaning, he would not have, meaning the second buyer even, well, the second buyer doesn't know, but the first buyer would have never bought it from the Sekwikin unless he cleared it with the original husband owner by paying 25%. And since he did, that's an assumption. So here we can say, this is what happened. Other cases, we don't know. But here, it's such a known thing that you don't buy from Sekwikin unless you take care of the owner, that we assume it happened. That's what Rashi says, yes.
Sekwikin, everybody knows that Sekwikin is the owner. when he knew about or is the original owner being either than if it was taken.
Again, to Creek, you were a guy in the stole fields.
Okay. How do we know there's even a street involved?
Well, that's what the original owner is claiming. He's claiming it was taken away from me by Sekrinkin, and that the first buyer bought it from Sekrinkin and didn't pay me 25%. The second buyer is saying, I have no idea. The first buyer is not here. Had the first buyer claimed it, it would have been supported by the Chazaka.
Now, if he didn't go to the guy first, the case he went to the guy.
Again, the Mishnah right now, you don't have to go to the guy first. You pay the owner 25% and you can buy it if he doesn't have the ability to buy it. Dr. Gemara, by the Tanya Rabbanon. Habah machmas chayv machmas amperas. A guy who decides to take away a field from a yid because he's owed money. He doesn't give the yid an opportunity to pay him back different ways. He just comes and takes to the yid, you owe me money, I'm taking the field. That is not a legitimate kinyan under any circumstance. I didn't get there yet. A machmas amperas means a good old-fashioned gneva. No sekrinkin, no thing, just a guy in a regular time, no Roman soldier who has the ability to kill. Just a guy walks over and tells the Jew, I'm taking this field, have a good day. Mafia. Aimed by Bishim Sekrinkin. There is no takon of Sekrinkin. Meaning, there, the halacha is, you do not have to pay the owner 25% more. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Baba Machmas Chayv. What? I didn't do the Rashi read of the first guy, the first buyer. I will carry Christian Eton and Eloy Leiton, and not let any delay. We don't claim for him. The Hayadi is of Nehilah. He can claim himself. The East is of Nabatan. If he would have bought it, he would have tied it. Abba Machmas Chayv, I will come Abba Machmas Chayv by Israel. Comes because of a debt. And Machmas Amperus, Gezeb Alma. Bain and Basa be under Lara. He does not have the ability to kill. The guy forces the Jew out either for a debt, and again, not backed by court, Stam walks in and says, you owe me money, I'm taking this. Or he Stam comes in and says, I'm taking this, have fun. The final takana, according to Rebbe, was you wait a year. And if it was a year in the hands of the guy, by Sekrinkin, you pay the owner a quarter, and you went and took it. Lazarus revealed by them, Ketikin Chachamim, the Yagzibikakoi. There's no halach of Sekrinkin here that you wait a year, that you can go to the guy and buy it from him, pay the owner a quarter, and you're good to go. If you buy it from the guy, you give it back to the owner for nothing. You had no business buying it from the guy. The guy by Sekrinkin, who the Chazu Venimnu, by Sekrinkin is where they made this takana of the quarter. The Kivan the Gamma Vakni Agavainis Misa. Because the bottom line is they decided there is a fear of death by Sekrinkin. Avilu Basir the Gazi called the Kataliktalu. Even after they made this rule that if you kill a yid, you get killed, still Roman soldiers were killing, and therefore Mr. Malemi Kame the Kame the Ikto. The Yid still has in his mind the original Takana, when the Gaim were allowed to kill. The Saifa Yechiach, Shaniach HaBiyadish Neim HaSuchayidish Leitzar Kalav. We have a proof that he's petrified. For a year, he hasn't bought it back. He hasn't tried to get it back. That means this Yid was petrified. And therefore, since he was petrified, he gave it to the guy B'Leim Shalom. And really, if he gave it to the guy B'Leim Shalom, just like in the original Takana time, there was no Takana that you can't buy it from the guy because it belongs to the guy 100% because he had gave it up. Rebbe came around and said, this is the way it is now too. If he doesn't try within a year to get it back, that's indicative that he gave up hope on it, that he gave it away. Except, Look, it's nice for the Bailam Revia, but we make him pay the owner 25%. The Kimlul Rabbanon, David Kacham Moshe Gabel Lekeach Revia. Because Rabbanon assume that there's a 25% discount that the guy gives the yid. Because the guy didn't pay for it. Avahai, but the guy who lost it through a regular geneva or through a regular taking for a debt, Loikam Rabak Nimidi. There's no reason to assume that he gave up hope. There's a year that went by. So why don't we say the same thing? A year went by. The answer is because the boss saw the kaifai. He didn't get around to taking the guy to the court. So Rashi is explaining like this. Let me put it in perspective. Sekrikan originally was a real fear of that. Therefore, in the original Sekrikan, a Gayut can go buy it from the guy because the original owner gave it away. Because of fear of death, he gave it away, B'leim Shalom. Now, originally they said, once the new Takana came into place that a guy can't kill, the Yid does not give it away. So therefore, you were not allowed to buy it from the guy unless you originally got agreement from the Yid. Then they came along and they changed things. Rebbe, final Takana. We give the Yid a year. If within a year he tries to get it back, that means he never gave up hope of getting it. If within a year he hasn't acted, that means he's still living under the threat of Sekrikan of yesteryear. And therefore he gave it away. And if he gave it away, you can go buy it. Except, because you're getting a discount, pay the Yid that amount. That was the Takana. That's by Sekrikan, where there was once a time a fear of death. So even in the new Takanas, that it's no longer a real fear of death, this Yid still lives under the fear of death. He still lives there, and ever he gave it away. Masha'en came by Chayv and Amperas, there's no fear of death. Why in the world did the guy give it away? For a year he hasn't done anything. He didn't get around to doing it yet. Rashi's trying to point out why Sekrikan is treated different than a regular debt or a regular Gzela. By regular debt or gzela, there's no fear of death. There's no reason for us to assume that the Yid gave it to the guy, B'leim Shalom. He hasn't acted, he didn't get around to it yet. By Sekrikan, the fact that he hasn't acted is indicative to us that he's still afraid of death. And that's why he gave it to the guy, and he meant to give it to a guy. So therefore, a Yid can buy it. Except, we said, don't get a discount. Give the Yid that discount price that you got.
Why are we saying, as she asked yesterday, that he didn't give him a discount? This guy's a killer. It doesn't matter. He looks at the test if he can get money out of the deal.
Here we go again.
The Russia is not going to start giving deals
to him. Yeah, you ever go to the street corners where they're selling stuff that they stole? How much? What is the price they're asking there?
Go
on the street corners where they're selling watches. I don't know if they do it in Cleveland, but I watched it in Washington, D.C., where on the street corners, the guy are selling watches, designer watches, for much cheaper than it cost to the store. Why? They were showing them. They are.
I mean, they want to get rid of his past.
This is the way it is. It's free. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Where does he complain? The Roman court? Where does he complain? Where is the guy supposed to complain that he doesn't complain?
Even by any court, even a Galatian court does not sanction Zayla.
If he steals it, and it's 12 months, you say, you know, he doesn't pay at that point, he didn't get around, now we say he didn't get around to it.
Right. So you can't, if you buy it, you give it up. You lost, don't buy it.
He says after 12 months, one who buys this land may keep it and is not obligated to restore it to its own case.
Sekrikan, I have no idea what he wrote there, I'm reading Rashi. Sekrikan is not allowed, obligated to give it back to its owner.
period of time at all.
Well, we have to give the guy time to act. Three years is just a proof to a claim. Here we know what happened. We don't have to prove anything. 3 years is we don't know what happened. 3 years is a proof. There's no question here what happened. There's no arguing on the facts. Back to the Gemara. So the Braisa says, "Ein bei mishum sekrikin." And then it says something that's totally contradictory. But by a stolen field, you wait for a year and then you can buy it. A line ago, you told me that there is no rule of Sekrikin. You cannot buy it. And now you're turning around and say you could buy it? You're just contradicting yourself in two lines. The Gemara Hachikamar, Sekrikin Atzma, Sricha Shetisha Yud Beis Chodesh. You're right, it's not Amperes. It's a mistake. The Braisa meant to say is by Amperes, you never have a right to buy it. And by Sekrikin, there's a 12-month rule. Rashi, Sricha Shetisha, V'yad Ha'ivik Chavim Shnei Masur Chodesh. D'iloi Hadra Lamara, V'yoav Dami. If not, if he doesn't wait, it goes back to the owner, and he pays. Meaning, the owner gets first dibs on it. You have to wait 12 months to give him the right to buy it back. There's no 12-month rule. Only by Sekrikin. You always give it back with nothing. How he come? Amperes ain't by Mishim Sekrikin. The Ilum is Sekrikin, Mekmina Lobby Adla Kayach, Menaisi Revia. By Sekrikin, we let the buyer keep it as long as he pays 25%. Amperes, Beloy Dami Hadri Le'aylam. Amperes is given back. The buyer gets no reimbursement. You had no business buying it. No matter how long you waited, you have no business buying it. The Sekrikin Atzmam, the Minan, Kaima Le'biyad Le'kayach. That which we say by Sekrikin, that it's saying that we leave it to Le'kayach. U'shashasr Shnei Masuchayadish Biyad Sekrikin. It's only after a year. If after a year the owner hasn't made a move, you can go buy it. That's the final takana that Rebbe made.
Yeah. He can't come back and say, I want back for you, give back money.
No, nobody asked you to be any favors.
Still pays the quarter after a year?
What?
Still pays the quarter after a year.
That's the only time you pay a quarter. Before a year, you're not allowed to touch it. Sekrikin takes it. According to the final takana, there were three stages. Originally, they said, by Sekrikin, you can't take it unless you ask the owner permission. Then they said, you see if the owner has the means to buy it back.
He'll pay you. The
original
owner pays you when he gets the money.
Right. Now the final takana was, after a year, forget about the original owner. Go buy it, but then give the original owner 25%. Zakhtin Gemara Vayter. Amar of Yosef. Naktinan ein amperes bababo. We assume, we are taught by our Rebbeim, that in Bubbo, there's no amperes. Now, simply put, it means nobody ever steals fields in Bubbo. Fretz Gemara Vakazino Deka. What kind of statement is it? Goyim steal all over. They're not limited to Eretz Yisrael. They steal in Bubbo also. Dr. Gemara, Eime ain't in Amperes Bababo. In Bubbo, the halacha that you can't buy it from the Ganav is not true. You could buy it from the Ganav. Why? My time up. Given the Ikib Bey Dover, I don't know how to pronounce that word, Dayar Dover. Dover. Vilay Azu, Kabul, Eime Achuli Achu. In Bubbo, there's a strong court system. And immediately after it's taken, the Yid had an option to go to the Bubbo court. Would never, ever let this go by. He didn't go to court. Why didn't he go to court? In Bubbo, there's a strong court system. If a guy has something stolen from him, you go to court, you get it right back. This Yid did not go to court. Why didn't he go to court? The answer is, he must have given up on him. And therefore, the Lekayach that bought it can keep it. The fact that there's a strong court system above all, it means that a regular person who gets a field stolen from him is in court the next morning. There's no reason to wait a year. Just go. He has a chance to go to court, and that's it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ein Amperes Bebubble. At the beginning, Mashma, we thought it meant, Ein Ayvah Gechom Oynes Karkim Yisrael Bebubble. No guy ever steals land from a Yidin Bubble. The Amperes. The boy Yisrael Yirach Averai. I'm a carcass who should look after my club, Shli Oyster Goslem, your money. The Havamina we thought of a Yid comes and says, you bought a stolen field, ain't an Emma. Nobody ever steals fields. And the Gemara says it's not true. Ain't din Amperes Bebubble loves to do the Kayach. We don't make the buyer lose. The buyer says, yes, it was stolen, but you didn't go to court. By not going to court, that means you gave it to the guy. There's a strong court system here. Why weren't you in court? Talk to Gemara about it. What? Yes. Gidul Barilioi, that's his name. Kabul Arab Ataskim at Nebaga. Okay, so let me give you the system that existed under Persian rule, which I think Babel at that point was under Persian rule. The way the Persian rule was, they went to a neighborhood, a valley where there was fields, and they called the owners together and said, Rabbi Sai, this valley is going to produce X tax for the king a year. How you guys put it together, not our concern. X tax from this valley. Every owner has to give, and we expect the valley to come up with X amount of money. The owners amongst themselves split it up, no matter which way they wanted to do it, and they paid the yearly tax that the valley had to pay. What happened was, somebody left town, somebody went away, and there was nobody to pay the tax. He wasn't here. They didn't know when he's coming back. So what they used to do legally, by Persian rule, is give it to somebody else to move in, to use the field, and pay the tax for that year. We can't go without this guy paying his share. Not here. He left town. We have no idea when he's coming back. We need that tax money, because if not, we pay more. The government wants us to pay a certain amount, and if one guy's not here, we have to pay more. So the legal recourse they had was if somebody left town and wasn't paying his share in tax, you called in a Mr. or somebody else and said, you want to take over a field for a while? Take it over till the owner comes back? One of the guys, it doesn't make a difference. So Gidl Bar Eloi was the lucky guy who moved into a field that the owner had left. Now, Gidl Bar Eloi went, and instead of paying his share of tax for 1 year, gave the government 3 years' worth of tax. He paid ahead. He was the favorite guy of the IRS. He not only paid the tax for this year, he paid 2 years ahead. The owner comes back. The government doesn't care that the tax was paid. The owner is back. Next year he has to pay. Gidl Bar Eloi paid last year. That doesn't concern them. They like everybody to pay yearly. Gidl Bar Eloi would have been off the hook if he paid for 3 years. But Gidl Bar Eloi is not here now. He got kicked out because the real owner came back.
They don't care where it comes from. This is you have to pay a year.
They don't care where it comes from, and everybody has to pay every year. Unless you pay ahead. Now Gidl Bar Eloi paid ahead. This guy did not pay. I don't know what tax it was. Again, but they know everybody's paying, exactly. So now the government is charging the owner tax for that year. So now they basically double-dipped the government, which is fine, they always do that. They double-dipped. They took it from Gidl Bar Eloi, and they took it from this person. Gidl Bar Eloi wants to be reimbursed. Hello, I paid 2 years worth of tax. From the owner. Let's read it. Gidl Bar Eloi, Kibu Arab Taska, Libne Baga. He got the land for the taxes. Taska, tax. Libne Baga from the people of the valley. Agdim v'yoav zuzi d'tlashnen. He gave money for 3 years. The site asim avasim kamoi. The original order came. Amalei, they said to him, to give shaita kamai to the yoavis achlus, you got to use the field for a year. You pay tax for a year. You got to use the field for a year. Hashtanan yavinan and achlima. The owner says, listen, I got to pay tax now, so I get the fruit. Gittel by Roy said, excuse me, I pay taxes for 3 years. Doesn't that entitle me to use the field for 3 years? Asul came to Rapapa. Said he came to Rapapa. Sabr l'miktav l'itirf avnei baga. So he thought that let the owner, the valley people, have to pay back Gittel for the fact that he paid 3 years worth of tax and he only got 1 year out of the field. He wanted them to go pay him back the taxes that he laid out. You're treating this like secretion, meaning you're treating it that the guy never loses that, meaning you're saying that Gittel by Eloi is treated like the original owner by secretion, that he's reimbursed, like the owner is reimbursed 25%. There's no reason to reimburse Gittel. Nobody asked him to do it. He had no reason to pay 3 years ahead. He took a chance. He put his money on the horn of a deer. Go try to catch the deer. Meaning, you put it there, goodbye. Rashi. Next Rashi, Gittel by Riloi Kachshmoy, that was his name. Taska Maskarka. Tax on the land. Bnei Baga, Bnei Abika, Kachay Min Hagim. This was the minig. Paiskim Mas Ako Abika Losses Kach Bekach Shana LeMelech. They gave a tax on the whole valley to give yearly to the king. Vehei Mechalkin Asadus Bneiim, and they split the fields. Vneisin Kolechad Mas Lefichal Kamekiyoy. And each person gave his share of the tax according to the size of his field. Vneisin Liachad, and they pulled it together and gave it to one of the members. And he gave it to the tax collector. If one of the people of the field went away, went on vacation, a long-term vacation, the tax collector doesn't know any chachmas. He wants the whole tax. But the owner is not here. So they So the people of the valley that have to cover the tax bill, the snur legidl, the freya hamas b'shul habaylam ulachla. This was the legal way of doing things. If the owner is not here, somebody else moves into his field, gets to eat the produce, and pay the tax. This was the system in place. Kadam b'yav l'melech taska d'shlashnin. So Gittel paid 3 years worth of taxes. So they went to Rapapa. The owner came back. Gittel said, I need to be reimbursed. So they went to Rapapa, and he wanted to write tirfa. What is tirfa? Star mi bezin litris mikakoa shalahem. To take away some of the land from the original owner, mashinasan. What he paid. Shilu loy boha baylam litris mimenu. Had the owner not come back, lohay mafsid klum. Gittel would not have lost. Vema'ata shechlu acherim. Now that somebody else is going to use it, Gittel hamelech hamunasay mehem. This is the key here. The government's not going to say Gittel paid the tax, it's fine. They're going to say, pay again. The loyalu elo b'cheshbon. And what Gittel paid won't be counted. Nimtzeh mamzit mashenasan. Gittel lost. See, if the owner would get off of taxes the next 2 years, then Gittel would have a very legitimate claim. I paid your taxes. Pay me back. But the owner has to pay the tax.
That's the case, you should have told the owner.
We need
to
my field!
What did he do wrong? No, the government wanted to file it. If the guy would have stayed there for the next 3 years,
the guy came back, he wanted his field back.
Then there would have been no problem, right?
So he's a field, his own field. He can't come back to his own field?
Bar life, the
owner in name.
Again, I know what works. But the smart way to do it is get them by law. Never pay the IRX a penny more than you have to. That's the smart way to do it. Don't overpay your taxes. Don't be such a patriot. Don't overpay your taxes. They don't care about you. You don't have to care about them.
People's intention was to pay ahead, thinking that he would be the bow of the field.
Correct.
But the government said, no, every year we start from scratch.
No. The owner came back.
Yeah, the owner came back. But the 2 years that he paid ahead, the government couldn't care less about it.
If Gittel would have been there for 3 years, they would have cared about it.
Or they would have let, they would have reduced.
Yeah, he paid it.
So because Gittel, because the owner came back.
He said, we want more. You have an accountant here? You're an accountant?
No, but accountants always tell me, don't give the government more money. Increase your withholding.
Okay, they take enough without it. Don't worry about it. Cousin Biav.
We have any questions? We have an officer from the IRS.
A retired officer from the IRS.
He still knows his stuff.
Of course he knows his stuff. Kadu Biyav Lamelik Taskin's Lashnan, we did that already. Sorry. Imkena sees Sadavak in Sakrikim. You're teasing Gittel like the guy who brings prizes from the Sakrikim. The Aminim and Mishnah Kwaynish and the Mafsi Klum. We said that he can keep it. The Kani Kanav and Isla Bailamai, the Isla Ivan Kakam and Gabe. He gets to keep it. All he has to do is pay the 25%. I am Yesh Biyadam Likach, or if the owner wants to buy it from him, Yahzulay Maisav, they have to pay the buyer. Hainami. You're saying Gittel is like the buyer of the Sakrikim. He gets full reimbursement, meaning he doesn't lose a thing. Nobody stole anything here. Nobody took anything away. It was perfectly legal, right? Why are you giving Gittel anything?
I think the reason
all Gittel's right was because there's a debt of tax. Why are you treating Gittel so nicely? What right does he have to be reimbursed? You're making it sound like he bought it from a Sakrikin, and we say, okay, you bought it from the Sakrikin, you get to keep it. You paid the taxes, you get to keep it. You get to be reimbursed. Why? The case of Sakrikin was an illegal act that we deal with. Here, it's perfectly legal. Nobody asked you to pay ahead.
He did it for a reason, I think. He thought, since he's paid ahead, the government's going to say, you know what? You stay there.
Well, tough luck to him.
I'm saying that. He's not stupid. He's not as paying
him. I don't know. I never gave him an IQ test. I have no idea if he's smart or stupid. I can't answer the question. Okay. Now, I just want to say now that Gemara is going to pull the rug out from under us, what I've been doing till now. It has been a very minor thing. We talked about 25%. There's a machlokes here, what 25% means. 25% or 33%? 33% ends up being 25% of the total. When we say you pay the owner 25%, now if I have four pieces of cake, and I add one piece of cake, I added 20%. I added 25% of the cake that I had, but it's 20% of the total. I hope I explained that. If I have four pieces of cake and I get another one, that means I got 25% more. Now, that more ends up being 20% of the whole total. Because you added 25% of what you had, now you have more, so now it's only 20%. What does it mean by revia? Does revia mean you give 25%? Or does revia mean you give 33%, which ends up being 25% of the total?
This is what are we doing at the meeting? What's in the mind of the Sakrikin?
No, what is the takana of Rebbe?
What's the thing for 1,000? So you have to give him 250. What's
the 250, it ends up being 20% of the total.
250 of
1,000? But you add 250 to 1,000.
You paid $1,000. That's what you paid. So what's 25% of 1,000?
Okay, so let's step back. Okay? Let's step back. Right.
Okay,
let's stop. You said the guy you bought it from the guy for $1,000. What is the value of this field? What is the real value of this field? $1,250
Because you assume that.
That's what happened. Why are you paying him a quarter? Because he devalued it to you. He sold it to you cheaper. What is the real value of this field?
$1,250
So $1,250 That means I gained $250 That means I give him back either $250
You give 25% of $1,250
Why 25% of $1,250 You paid $1,000
The real value is,
I asked you, the guy paid the guy $1,000.
Right.
What is the real value of the field?
What I paid.
No, it's not. The guy gives you cheaper. Tell me amount. $1,250 That means he devalued for how much? How much did he devalue for you? No, he did not. From $1,250 to $1,000 is 20%. It's a quarter of the money you paid, but it's only a 20% discount. Let's say I want to give the original owner back a piece of the field. How much of the field do I have to give him back? 20%. Because if he devalued it 20%, I give him 20% of the field. If I pay money, I'm giving him $250 because that's what the fifth of the field is worth. But if I'm giving him a land, I only have to give him 20% of my land. When we say a quarter, I pay him a quarter of what I paid, which means the devalue was only
20%. Maybe it's
my fault, you think. Again, but I asked you how much the field is worth. The other Mandiyama says that the field is worth $1,333. And he devalued it a quarter of the land, which means he devalued it 25%. 25% is giving him a quarter of the land or a third of the money. Either I pay him $333 or I give him 25% of the land. He dropped it a quarter. It's worth $1,333.
Did you get the $1,333?
Again, if a guy gave it to me 25% cheaper, and I paid $1,000, what is the real value of the field?
Can we simpler? What if we do, the value was $1,000, he paid $750. He paid $750.
It works both ways. I don't care. You want to do it that way? You think it's easier? Why is it easier?
Because now we know what a quarter of the value was. Quarter of it, he discounted it 25%, which means you paid $750. Now,
so if I give him the land, I have to give him 25%. If I give him the money, I have to give him 33% of $750. You're right, it's a better numbers. I agree with you.
How does that work?
Okay. I think if you give me 2 minutes without interrupting me, I will try to explain it to you.
Good luck.
I need no interruptions. The land is worth, we don't know. He paid $750 for the land. Again, the fractions won't work out good. I need a good number. He paid $3,000 for the land. Right? There's two ways to look at this land. I paid $3,000 for the land. The land is either worth $3,750, or the land is worth $4,000. How much did he undercharge me? Did he undercharge me by 20%? That means he undercharged me by $750, which is a quarter of $3,000. So he undercharged me 20% of the land's value. 20% of $3,750 is $750. Or did he undercharge me 25%? The land is worth $4,000, and he gave it to me for $3,000. So if I want to give the owner money, I have to give him 1,000 over the 3,000 that I paid. And if I want to give him land, I have to give him 25% of the land. Am I explaining myself better?
Excellent, Rabbi. Yeah, but
Dr. Harris doesn't look convinced.
No, but every week these guys are cut all kinds. Well, they have 25% off this week. You know what I mean? Is that the same? Are they talking Yiddish?
When they say 25% off means it's a $10 item that they're giving you for $7.50, and that's what I think it means.
Instead of
$10. That means you're getting a 33. You're getting a 25% savings, but you would have had to pay 33% more. That's what happens.
I know.
You paid $7.50. If you would have had to pay $10, you would have paid 33% more. But it's only 25% of the total. If I give a guy $1,500 instead of $1,000, I paid him 50% more. But it's only 33% of what I paid him. Every time it's that way. I have 4 pieces of cake, and I give him an extra piece of cake. I gave him 25% more cake, but it's only 20% of what the total is. It's 1 piece out of 5. I gave him 25%, and he got 20% extra. What does the Gemara mean here by a quarter? That he devalued it a quarter, or that you pay a quarter, which means he devalued it a fifth? That's the question. That's the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Dr. Gemara, I'm a Rav. Revi b'karka, I revi b'mas. Either you pay a quarter of the land, or, revi b'karka means the value of a quarter in land, which is a fifth, or a quarter in money. Shmuel amar, revi b'karka is saying shlish b'mas. The Mike Marsavan Nechi Rivas Oven, the guy devalues it by 25%. Marsavan Nechi Chumchis Oven, he devalues it by 20%. That's the Machloikas. When the $3,000 field that you paid for, what was its real value? $3,750 or $4?
Is this Machloikas in every.
Sikrikin.
Only Sikrikin?
When the Mishnah said here Revia, what did it mean?
I'm asking you that.
No, it's not a Shas Machloikas.
No?
No.
He's talking about when we do the math.
I know what he wants. He wants to know in all halakhas when it says Chaimish Revi'i. No, it's not the machlokes.
It works the same way.
That's not what they're arguing in this case in the Mishnah.
What does he mean there, then?
The Gemara talks about it above the Tzir. The Gemara says, we paskin, Chaimish means milabar. Means you add 25%. But your guy uses hegdish of $100, he pays $125.
That's hegdish.
When a guy steals and swears falsely, he pays
$125.
What else do you pay chaimish? When a guy eats truma and he has to have karen b'chaimish, he pays $125. He didn't have era. I understand. What else is there chaimish? That's how he passes. That's not this sugya. This sugya is only what did Rebbe mean when he said that the Sikrikin sells it revia cheaper? Did he mean a quarter of the money? Or did he mean a quarter of the land?
The question is, ask the
Sikrikin. I can't. I want to know what Rebbe's takana was.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah. Rebbe didn't go tell me to go ask him the Sikrikin what he did.
Could, that would make no sense, right?
But Rebbe made a takana.
He made a takana because he knew what they thought.
So we want to know, what did Rebbe know? Rebbe did not expect everybody to go to the Sikrikin and ask, how much did you give me a discount?
Why don't we do the same thing follow the same rule of the Chumash?
This isn't that kind of based on what the Sikrikin's doing. We want to understand what Rebbe's telling us they did.
Sikrikin didn't give a bill after that.
No, they did not get it itemized, though. No, they did not. No, that was not in their thing. Zakrashi. I'm a rabbi, Reviba Karka, Reviba Mas. Are you in Labayan, Reviba Mas, should ask Labika Chavim? Either he gives a quarter more of what he gave a guy. Are you in Labayan, Reviba Reviba Mas? Or give him land worth that quarter of the money. And Laka Bamana, if you bought the land for 100, nice Labayan, Reviba Mana, add 25. I mean, Akarka Atzma, Shabbat, Reviba Mana. Or add, give him land worth 25. That's 20% of the land. If the owner would rather get paid in land. The guy gives a 20% discount. He sells something worth 5 for 4. Either give him the 5th, the 25. The Hainu Revimana, that's worth a quarter of what you paid. Shakarka Niknas and Sakrika Bimana, Shavas Chamashis Revim. When you buy a land for 100, it's worth 125. So either give him $25 worth of land, which is a fifth of the land, or $25 in cash, which is a quarter of what you paid for it. Shmuel Amar, Reviakarka Naisnaya Shlishmana. You either give him a quarter of the land, or you give him 33% more money. The service move the Ruvis oven. Shaba Arba Lakh Bashalish. Something worth 4, you get it for 3. If you paid 100, it's worth 4/3, meaning it's worth a third more. And therefore he diminished it by 25% and he charged you 100. Really it was worth 133. That's my right.
The point here is that their machlokas here is just how did we figure out when the goy talked, what was he thinking? That's the question, right?
The question is, what was Rebbe's takana? We're not interested in why Rebbe made the takana.
No, meaning Rebbe was trying to figure out.
No, I don't know. I wasn't there. I have no idea what Rebbe was trying to.
That's what I said. Rebbe was trying to find out what was going when he said it, what did he mean?
Again.
There's no riot to anything else in the Torah when it says it.
Correct. This has nothing to do with any other halacha in the Torah. I agree with you. I said that a few minutes ago.
I was probably saying I could listen.
Good to see you back and healthy. I missed you for 3 days. There was no toilet paper in the toilet. There was nobody washed the floors. It was like, you know, what was going
to
happen? It was like
quite rare to get back to the cleaning.
You saw the kitchen?
He cleans. He doesn't earn his check if he doesn't clean. You can only get paid if you do work. If you don't do work, you don't get paid.
No tour.
No days off. No days off.
Start.
Fine. We'll stop here.